This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A grueling, bitterly fought U.S. presidential campaign comes to a close on Tuesday. Tens of millions of voters are heading to polling places across the country to help decide whether to keep Republican incumbent President Donald Trump as the American leader for the next 4 years, or whether to oust him in favor of the Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. More than 97 million people have already cast early ballots, more than two-thirds of the entire vote count of nearly 139 million in the 2016 election. Many voters are voting early to avoid exposure to crowds and possible infection by the coronavirus. The total 2020 vote count, by some estimates, could reach a U.S. record of 150 million or more. But with state-by-state laws controlling how soon the absentee votes can be counted, the outcome of the election may not be known for days, depending on how close the contest turns out to be. In some areas, the pre-election atmosphere is tense. In some cities, including New York and Washington, D.C., some merchants have boarded up their storefronts to prevent potential damage and looting in case violence erupts. Social media giant Twitter said Monday it will put warning labels on tweets from U.S. election candidates that claim victory ahead of the official results. In a blog post Monday, the company said an election win must be, quote, authoritatively called, unquote, before tweets without warning labels will be allowed by candidates or campaigns. To determine election results, Twitter said it would require an announcement from a state election official or a public projection from at least two national news outlets. In addition, Twitter said any tweets meant to incite interference or violence will be removed from the feed. This is VOA News. A wave of COVID-19 lockdowns and curbs has stirred resistance across Europe. The United Kingdom, which has the highest official death toll in Europe from COVID-19, is grappling with more than 20,000 new coronavirus cases per day. Scientists have warned the worst-case scenario of 80,000 people dead could be exceeded. Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended a second lockdown in England from critics who said it was either unnecessary or too late, arguing now was the time to prevent a, quote, medical and moral disaster. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said now is the time for world leaders to act. Tedros was addressing a WHO news briefing in Geneva while self-isolating after announcing on Twitter he'd been in contact with a person infected with COVID-19. The virus has infected nearly 47 million people worldwide, with more than 1.2 million deaths. Slovakia's prime minister said more than 3.6 million Slovaks, two-thirds of the population, took part in a widely watched nationwide coronavirus testing program over the weekend. Other nations are studying the plan to test the bulk of a country in 2 days. They're looking for ways to slow the virus and avoid overwhelming their health systems. Moldova's Central Election Commission announced early Monday that the opposition leader won more votes than the incumbent president in the presidential election, but not enough to avoid a runoff. The CEC said with almost all ballots counted, former Prime Minister Maia Sandu had 36.1% of the vote, while President Igor Dodon had 32.66%. The second round of voting is scheduled for November 15th. Sandu is seen as the pro-European candidate, while Dodon has promised to keep close ties with Russia, even advocating for mandatory Russian language instruction in schools. More than 50,000 people took part Monday in the biggest demonstration yet in Bangladesh over French President Emmanuel Macron's defense of the right to publish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The rally started at Bangladesh's biggest mosque. It was stopped from getting close to the French embassy, where security's been stepped up amid mounting tensions over Macron's comments. Demonstrations have been held in many Muslim-majority countries after Macron defended France's freedom of speech laws in the wake of the killing of a teacher who had shown caricatures of the Muslim prophet to his class. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.